Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Blessed be the rock.
Seven in the only belief when the redeemed are gathered in. It's key of G.
Amen.
Page 7. In the only belief when the redeemed gather.
When the redeemed are gathering in.
wanted to say that I'm just thankful to be here. You know, I don't always get an opportunity to come just because of my work schedule. But, you know, when I'm here, I want to take advantage of the time that I'm here. Amen. You know, and I would just want to thank God. I was just sitting over there, and I was like, I wanted to testify, but I didn't think I had anything to say. But, you know, but I'm thankful to be here, and I'm a believer of this word. And I'm thankful for my husband, because I'm thankful for a man that just knows this word, that can preach this word and answer all my questions, you know, and guide our home and then put important things into our children, you know. And I'm just so thankful for that, and I just want to thank God.
Sing page 214, the choruses.
I'm thankful to be here one more time. I traveled for Christmas to Tennessee, just got back. Mom wanted to get away because, like I've testified before, it's been a tough year. But that's my testimony, because I've made it through all that.
Yeah.
Everything bad that's happened, I'm still here. My roots just get deeper here. You know, this word is number one. And I was listening to the preaching today. I finally got a chance to listen to Wednesday, and I don't remember what part it was, but I just thought to myself, because sometimes when they're preaching, they'll say something, and if you stop, your flesh will kind of doubt it or create something. And just like when I go to pastor with something, it's like I know I can go to him because I know there's an answer. So I just keep listening.
Amen.
Then there's the answer.
Right.
You know, it just takes care of itself, and it's like,
right.
I don't doubt this thing. Not at all.
Amen.
And I love the word. I'm glad to be back. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Key of A, I know I've been sealed.
Brother Caleb, I just wanted to be identified with this group because it's just a beautiful group. You know, I'm blessed to be here.
Yes.
And, you know, when you see this thing just right, it's just beyond explaining. It's just a life, the real life expression of God Himself. And, you know, I do this because I love this. I love being here. And, you know, just I love every chance I get to be with the body, you know. The brothers and a couple of the kids and stuff, we got together, had breakfast and stuff the other day, and it was so nice to just be with the body, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, Micah said something at the table. He said, you know, he felt kind of unbalanced every time he didn't have church. Well, that's only a one-week stretch, you know. So you want to come in here, you know, you want to just get out of the way, because you know, one of us got the revelation to the body change, you know. So your testimony is very important, you know. And you know, the other day I was telling Brother John, we were working on this project, and it's just been such a blessing, man, such a blessing. Even the bad stuff is the blessing, you know. And we just got it so made, and that's all Him. You know, it's nothing I did. It's just coming here, eating this thing, believing it, applying it, and just being happy. You know, he said, live. Now I finally understand what he said.
Amen.
Just live.
Yeah.
But enjoy it too.
Sure.
I'm not gonna go through this life miserable.
No.
I'm not gonna go through this life with a frown. Yeah, I might get a little bit down. Yeah, things might irk me a little bit, but you know what?
Sure.
Oh my goodness, I have eternal life. You know what I mean? I got something that cannot be bought. You cannot buy this. You can't do anything for this. I never did anything for this. And that's what's so exciting, you know. And I told Brother John, I said, you know, when you're just in love, it's all over your face. When you love this thing just right, it's all over you. You can't even hide it. You know, somebody, they just know something's going on. That's why Pastor, he can give those testimonies about his job and stuff. And they're trying to auction his time. So funny. It's just funny because it's just the Son of Man. A Son of Man revealing the Son of Man.
That's right.
It's so simple. They make it hard.
That's right.
We make it hard sometimes. But praise be to God that he doesn't even look at that. He's looking at this group like, my goodness, whoo! I just want to give it to him already.
Amen.
Just ask whatever you want.
Sure.
Ask whatever
That's
you
what
want.
That's what he said.
And I just ask,
That's
and I just right. go out there and I find it. I look.
Amen.
I keep looking.
Your
and if
son.
I don't see it that day, I'll ask another time. And I'll keep looking and keep looking.
Amen.
Man,
Amen.
He's going to give it to me. He's just going to give it to
That's
me. Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy to be here. Can't wait. Can't wait to
Amen.
Hear what the preacher's going to say.
God bless
you. You know, I was thinking,
excited to be here. You know, I wake up on Sunday, Wednesday, I'm excited, you know? And I'm, you know, I think about Monday, I'm excited about what I heard on Sunday, you know? Tuesday, I'm excited about what I heard on Sunday. And Wednesday, I'm ready to hear some more, you know? It's from one stretch to the next. You know, it's the balance, you're right. I've been in church in a week, and sometimes it hits you, you know?
Yes.
And it's, you know, you're on vacation. I didn't know what day it was when I woke up this morning. The closer and closer I got to church, I started thinking, you know, got to do this to be on time, you know, started getting excited, you know? And I came in here excited, and I hear that song.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to wait to the other side to sing and shout, you know? I'm excited about what I have right now, right here, you know?
Amen.
I thank God so much for this message, for what it's done for me, for my home. You know, I love all of you. It's just beautiful, and I'm so excited about tonight. And, you know, I've been preparing the meal for Saturday, and you know what? I'm excited about that, too, because, you know, every service is special, but there's something special about the New Year's service, you know? And I am so ready. You know, we had our 2022 orders. You know, we've carried those through. You know, we've not looked back. 2023, I am so ready to see what's next. You know, I just, every time I come, I just get excited more and more. You know, I keep falling in love with him.
Amen.
Over and over. You know, it just, it gets sweeter. And it really is amazing that it's one of those things that it never gets old.
No.
You know, everything else in the world gets old, you know. And the people in the world, they just struggle with little things. They turn, I think, anthills into mountains. But, you know, when I have a revelation, I can take those mountains and turn them to anthills because they aren't that big of a deal. There is nothing out there that is that big of a deal that my God cannot handle, you know. I was, they're singing that song, my God is tremendous. You know, his love never faileth. I get really excited about this. And I want to express that, you know. I want to run the church when I feel like it. I want to raise my hand and praise God because this is my life. You know, everything I do out there is just getting me back here to get me over there one day, you know. And I'm so ready to praise God for eternity.
You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. You can't make me doubt him, 'cause I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. You can't make me doubt him. No, you can't make me doubt him. In my heart, you can't make me doubt it, 'cause I know too much about it. You can't make me doubt it. I've got the love of Jesus. I've got the love of Jesus. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I've got the love. I was thinking, I do that a lot these days. This thing just rolls and rolls and rolls. I was thinking that what this day really brought to us. You know, it's not a bunch of doctrine, although the doctrine had to be revealed and restored. You know, we say we got what Paul got. Well, Paul had a fullness, you know, but he had a different fullness. You know, he had, for the fullness when Christ came out, forget the scripture right now, born of a woman, made under law, to redeem them that were under the law. That was his fullness. He knew many things we don't even know yet. We know his doctrine. The things he knew back then, experiences he knew back then, is just not written. But, you know, so it's not knowledge. It's not knowing everything Paul knew.
No.
It's coming to the place where the Son of Man, a fullness, another fullness.
That's right.
You know, ours is a little different. Yeah. Ours is a dispensation of the fullness of times.
That's right.
Here's the fullness of times, the Old Testament, but ours is the fullness of all time, of redemption time, of earth time. And I was just thinking about that fullness. You know, we keep, you know, as much as I try to get away from it, you know, you keep slipping back to some kind of, well, when you see signs and miracles, you know God's there. Well, when you see this, you see that, you know God's there. But this is a fullness. This is an understanding, not knowledge, but it's an understanding of my day and this message. It's understanding what God's doing today. When Paul's day, he knew what he was doing in that day. He knew that he would bring grace on the scene. He knew that the sacrifice had finally got there. He knew that the price had finally been paid. He spent book after book in the New Testament getting them away from the law and introducing them to grace just over and over and over again. But that was his day. Now my day is... Get this body up.
Amen.
Get this body up. Like Brother Moore is saying, you know, we're the capstone's a pyramid in itself.
Yes.
We got everything we need.
Amen.
They without us cannot be made perfect.
Right.
But we're perfect.
That's
we are a perfect pyramid ourselves. We got all of it.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful to know that, to understand that, because it's not something that I don't think it is. And it comes clear every time I come to a service. Every time it's revealed more and more. And you know he takes this, you know, he takes of mine, shows it unto you.
Yes.
You know, I tried to remember a scripture one time, still don't have it memorized. But when he reveals it, then it sticks.
Amen.
Then it fits, then it runs.
Amen.
And every service I get here, something else ties in, something else gives me something to think about. Something else puts a little fuel on the fire.
Yeah.
And when I get away and I start putting scriptures and scriptures together, he ties it together and brings it up to my remembrance. Most of what he reveals to me really doesn't even happen here. He ties it together when I'm by myself. That still small voice, that one that takes it, and then he shows it unto me. You know, not at this time. He'll take it and something to think about, you know, but you do your thinking later. And you tie it back into your revelation, and it just runs, and it just makes it more perfect, more clear. It seems like the thing I like to do is just to dispel every kind of creed and tradition I possibly can.
Right.
I mean, everything I say here, I'm trying to knock out some tradition that's, you know, recently knocked out for me, and I'm hoping it has the same effect on you.
You know?
That's why I told you, I said, you give me something. In other words, you reveal something to me. You knock out a tradition to me, and I'll bring it to the church.
Amen.
I'm just dumb enough to bring it, you know. And, you know, but it's beautiful, because it's no time to doubt him. No time to fear.
No time to
fear everywhere in this world. People are afraid to come out of their house. People are afraid to trust anybody.
That's right.
Oh, give you a handshake? No. I want a contract.
Right.
Check my lawyer first, you know. And, you know, you can't trust anybody. And really, in a sense, you can't. Because there's one that's lurking out there. The devil's always out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm so thankful. I can trust people here.
Amen.
I can trust the Word of God.
Amen.
Maybe not your flesh. Maybe you can't even trust my flesh. Don't give me a chance. I might stick you. But I trust that Word. And I trust the body. And I know my day and its message. That's the whole thing. This whole thing's revealed in a body in this day. And this body is going to get the dead up.
Amen.
You know, we've only got one thing left on our plate, and that's every one of us. And I've got a lot of other things on my plate. I got like maybe a lot of side dishes. But my main plate's only got one thing on it. That's get the dead up. These side dishes, they slip off the table after a while. But that main dish, that's right. That's the one I keep my eye on.
Amen.
That's where the main course is.
Amen.
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 Amen. Had a little something to say, not much, but glad to be here.
Amen.
Yes. When we were singing that song, "When the Redeemed," called man.
That's us.
I see that.
Amen.
And I can see that light from here, just shining so bright.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm thankful that I see that light.
Yes.
I can't think of nothing else more to say.
Amen. That's a lot.
Amen.
I had a good Christmas. Had me and Davey, we had a good Christmas.
Amen.
And I cooked all day. He got on me. Mom, Granny, why you do this? Why you do this? You know, just me and you. I said, son, it's just something I always do. You know, I can't go in the kitchen and open a can of this. I don't open up nothing. I cook from, you know, I have to make it all. I'm not a microwave person. Although I'm guilty of doing it, though. You know, I'm guilty. But he's been doing a lot of thinking, and I can see he has. The words, he'll be in his room, he'll come in and tell me what so-and-so said about the Bible. I can't go along with him. I tried to tell him, you know, the right way, but there's so much garbage out there, spiritual stuff. It's not, you know, everywhere we walk out that door, these spirits just hit you in every way. You can't even be in your home without them spirits coming in somewhere, somehow. And I'm so thankful for our brothers here.
Amen.
I'm just so thankful, you know. They know how to keep the spirits off and out of their home, their kids, their wives. They know how to do it because Brother Earl taught them.
That's
Brother
right.
Nate
Amen.
Taught them. Brother Earl brought us up real rough.
Yes, he is.
But I'm glad he did that. Amen. I'm so thankful. Amen. And he was quite a man there. And I'm glad. Amen. And that he was just a man, too. But the God in the man.
That's right.
Was there. That's all I have to say.
Amen.
I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. Through all trial, tribulation, the few persecutions, I'll be faithful. I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. Through all trials, tribulations, the few persecutions, I'll be faithful. Determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. You know, God's been good.
Amen.
2022, I've been, I serve God all year long.
Yeah.
I know that God is a redeemer.
Yeah.
When you're in your late time, sometimes, you know, last night I was having a, you know, a dog barked and woke me up at midnight, and I didn't get back to sleep. But I, you know, this happens and that happens.
Yes,
and, you know, the one thing I know for sure
Amen.
Is this word has
right.
seen me through.
Yes.
When you're thinking about this or thinking about that, and then some says, hold on, stop all that. Your mind goes here and your mind goes there and it looks at this circumstance and that circumstance.
Right.
And I thank God for the sustained power of the revelation that I get at Fairborn Community Tabernacle. I have a body of believers that can look at you and say, I love you.
Amen.
Look past your wrongs. Brother Moore has called to me and called to me. The ministry's called and said so many things. And Brother Moore is a truthful minister.
Yes,
he's a patient minister.
Amen.
This ministry, all the brothers have been wonderful. And I thank God because my pastor, he's a wise man.
Amen.
He sees around corners. And I thank God because all I got to do is just be like my sister Spears and like Sister Teresa and just, you know, just hang in there.
Amen.
Brother Moore said many things that are true. And all things that you speak true. And I appreciate that.
Amen.
I appreciate that because it builds something in you.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Amen.
I went to a little seminar. And you know, when you're out in the world, you know, you learn so many things that are worldly.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have things here that are spiritual. And I thank God because I know the natural types is spiritual.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I thank God because no matter what, I know that I can keep walking through because yes. God's put something in this sister.
That's right.
I know Brother Moore said, he told me especially, he said, you know, you're going to have to stand and be that light for your home if you marry an unbeliever. And he told me that, and he is right. You told me, and you're telling the truth. You know, Brother Jim told me one day that driving down the road, he said, don't do what I did. Did I listen? No. But in spite of all that, God still keeps me. And I thank God for that. And I say that because I know the truth.
Amen.
And the truth has set me free.
Yes.
And no matter, you know, maybe I didn't do this right or maybe I didn't do that right. Yes. But I know how to believe right. And I am determined. And I will not look back. And
Amen.
My sister, you know, you're excited about this word. I'm excited about what's going to happen on, you know, on Saturday night. I get to bring in the new year
Amen.
Worshiping God.
Amen.
I am just grateful for what I get here.
I want to testify, Caleb. And before the year goes out, I want my desires to be obedient to the word of God. Amen. I want to thank God for having an ear to hear. I want to thank God for another year that he bought me. I didn't do it myself. He did it. I didn't go looking for God. He came for me.
Amen.
And you know, he said, you overcome by the word of your testimony.
Amen.
I would be foolish to sit back here and not take advantage of what's here. I want to stake my claim one more time.
Amen.
I'm still here. I'm a believer in the word of God. I'm still healed. I am the manifested word of God for this day and this hour.
Right.
I am the final voice to the final age. Thank God. It's not on how you feel. It's not on your ups and downs. The word of God is right, constant. You know, I said, all Satan said, you're a wretch undone. I was always a wretch undone. But he said, I'm going to save you anyway. God likes a challenge. You know, it's like you said, Jesus, come hide here. No one ever thinks to look for you here. But that's exactly what he does. The thing that looks the least like it, that's where he's going to magnify his name. So I'm just here to say tonight that I'm still in. I'm going all the way. I'm the manifested word of God for this hour. My pastor's right. Whether I like it, whether I don't like it, I'm always going to say amen to the word of God.
Amen. Page 214, key of A. I know I've been seeing it. I know I've been sealed.
That ain't the right song.
I think I'm being an eagle. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Okay. I'm sealed.
Amen. I know I've been sealed.
beautiful mansion. I'm gonna live with the saints in glory someday.
Sing it again.
Yes, I know I've been sealed, I've been sealed, I've been sealed till the day of redemption. Take me away, and wherever I live, in a beautiful mansion, I'm gonna live with the saints in glory someday.
Dear God, thank you for that promise. Know that we've been sealed to the day of our redemption. Oh, Lord, if we ever get this new birth, Lord, you can't get it and lose it. You've taken care of our past, present, and future. Thank you for doing that. Oh, Lord, you foresaw us, and if we get that first step, Lord, we're going to go all the way. And thank you for that revelation. Thank you for another opportunity to come to the house. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for another year. Oh, Lord, you've seen us through another year. Always say 200 million demons, Lord, but they didn't get us. They tried to poke their heads up here and there, Lord, but we had the word. We had the sword of the Spirit to chop them down. Thank you for another year. Thank you for strength and right mind and revelation and growth in the revelation and getting stronger. Even so, Lord, come, because that's the hour we're living in, Lord. I may not know the day or the hour at the moment, but it's coming soon. Because this is the hour of it. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Bless your bride around the world, Lord. Be with the Philippine brothers, Lord. Be with the African assembly. And the, you know where your bride is, Lord. Touch each and every one of them, Lord. Give them their needs physically and financially and mentally, Lord. You know how they need touched. And touch the body here. Touch Sister Dawn and Sister Sway and Sister Moore's eyes, Lord. Touch Brother Trevor and Lord, touch me. Lord, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Lead and guide me, Lord, as you always have. Touch me and let me be what you want me to be. Have your way with the rest of this service. Thank you. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray and ask. Amen. You may be seated. I'll surprise them up here, but I don't plan on being the only one to get up tonight. We had a fellowship last night, and I was nowhere near thinking about preaching, but fellowshipped myself right into a sermon. And so that's the way God does it sometimes. But we're going to take our time tonight. I want to tell myself that because I'll get nervous. But I ain't got nowhere else to be. I ain't got nothing else to do. It's the last service until New Year's. So we're going to take our time, and I'm going to preach a little bit. I'm going to get James up to preach a little bit, and we'll have a good time. Amen. But before I get going, one announcement I want to make. Well, a couple. We got New Year's service coming this Saturday. We're going to have dinner at 6 in the back of the church, and then service, we schedule to start at 8. Sometimes we get up here going a little sooner, but be ready. Come and enjoy yourself. It's always a good time. We'll do foot washing communion during the service as well, so that's always a blessing too. And then we'll be getting some events out there posted in the back as we've started thinking about some things for 2023. We've got some of the same things we do, but one of the things, some of us won't be able to make this, some of us will, but just in case you are a person that would like to do this, on Monday, January 16th, at the Main House Events, that's Brother James and Sister Courtney's house, our new place down on Main Street, they've got an artist coming in and going to do some painting with people, and it just costs the cost of the canvas. I think it's like $10 for a 5x7 and $35 for the biggest one, 16x20, but it's posted back to the cost. And so, I know, like, I have to work, so I won't make it. So it's not trying to make it mandatory or anything, but if you want to go sign up, she's got sign-up sheets in the back so she can get it scheduled and get it going. So keep those things in mind. And more to come on that note. But it's good to be here, and thank God for another year. Amen. Thank God for a wonderful 2022. God is proving himself once again, because as he does every year, and you know, I don't know about you, but there had been many years where we hadn't fellowship with a whole lot of people. So God talked about water in and water out, and never would I have imagined it would be what it turned into be. But God knows what he's doing. And I've enjoyed it. And it's been a blessing to, I know, me and my house right here first. It's been a blessing to me and my house right here. And I'll just speak for that. But I've enjoyed the brothers coming in. We went out a little bit too, enjoyed the trip to South Carolina. But God proved himself. God said something that we would have all put our own thinking on what it meant. And it was I think it was in January, brother. Somebody, Dwayne was telling me last night, Brother Bean showed up in January. And then Brother Peterson shows up out of the blue. And the Kobe show up out of the blue. So a guy that says something, he brings it to pass every time. And those things increase your faith and increase your trust in the Lord. And he's only made us stronger. And more information on the same revelation. I feel like I'm ready to go more tonight than I was last year. And more ready to go tonight than I was a week ago. That's how much I love this thing. And God's good. And, you know, up here preaching, it's funny being a preacher because, you know, the older I get now, and I'm not even old. I don't really say this right. I know I got energy, but I'm like, Lord, give me the energy for this because I believe in giving it your all. I want the energy to be able to punch the devil a couple times up here, you know. Guys. And now you don't have to preach in excitement all the time. I know that. That ain't the only way that God preaches, but it's just the majority of my time and the way he uses me, that's I get pretty excited. So, Lord, give me the voice, give me the energy, and give me the leg muscles. Because I want to walk around this place if that's what he wants to do. And I'll tell you, he's been so good, it's hard for me not to, you know. You know, when I think about what he's done, Brother James, I can't help but be enthused. On one side of the coin, because I always like to keep this straight, because I don't want the devil to get it wrong. On one side of the coin, I am a man, and I would run away from preaching every day of my life if you gave me a chance. Let me be honest with you. But on the other side of that coin, I'm called to do this, and I actually have a revelation, and that revelation brings stimulation, and I get excited, and once we get out of the way, it becomes a little bit more enjoyable. Amen. So I have no complaints. God's worthy of all the praise I can give him. Any of the service we can do him. You know, I think it was one time Brother Dwayne's mom said, you can never outgive the Lord.
No, you can't.
That 10% some of us give, you can't outgive God.
No. That's
just, you're just paying him what he's due.
Right.
To not give him the 10%, you're robbing him.
Right.
But he didn't even say he had to stop there.
No,
and it doesn't have to always be monetary. It's time. It's your energy.
Yes.
It's your voice.
Yes.
It's your hands.
Right.
It's your cleaning. It's whatever it may be. You give back to God because you can never outgive the Lord.
Amen.
He walked up that hill and hung on a cross and gave his life. 10% is not giving your life. Singing a song is not giving your life. But you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. Every day of the week. And it's not to say that sacrifice is bad. The problem is you can get the cart before the horse. You can sacrifice, and if it's not the sacrifice is not around what God wants, it does you no good. That's what Cain's problem was. He had a sacrifice, and it wasn't altogether that the sacrifice was a bad sacrifice. It just didn't have the revelation backing it. But Abel did. And seeing if you are obedient to God, and then the sacrifice follows that, it's a good sacrifice. But the key is you got to be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You can say all the Hail Marys you want. You can do all the confessionals you want. You can say all the prayers you want. And I believe in prayer. And you can go to, but you can go to the prayer closet. You can say so many Hail Marys. You can try to make yourself clean. You can try to clean your mind. We can do all these things. But that sacrifice, not tied to the word of the hour, is no good. It really doesn't amount to anything. It doesn't accomplish anything. It might have made you a good neighbor. It might have made you feel a little bit better about yourself. But as far as the work of the Lord, that sacrifice didn't do a thing. And that's what you got in the church world a lot tonight.
Right.
A lot of sacrifice,
amen,
but no obedience.
Right.
Yet full obedience to the word of God entitles you to the token.
Amen.
And the prophet said it's the token or perish. And that's just a term. It's get with God or perish.
Right.
Get with the full word or perish.
Amen.
This ain't the same old 6 and 7. This isn't getting sprinkled. This isn't just being a sanctified life. This isn't just having the gifts. This is get with the full word of God.
Amen.
Make it all the way to the upper room.
Amen.
See, Judas got justified and sanctified, but Judas' problem, he didn't go all the way to the upper room. That's what this hour requires. It is not an hour just to go to church. It's not an hour just to live good. It's not an hour only to pray. It's not an hour to say I fed the poor. That's all good sacrifice, but that's not enough to make you ready for the journey. Oh, and I like to keep it balanced. I think it's good you feed the poor or the hungry.
Yeah.
I think it's good that you do those things.
Right.
But I'm trying to talk about what we're really trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
See, we go to work, and one of the behaviors we preach is get results. Because
right.
You can work hard all you want.
Right.
Oh, but I come to work at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm here till 8 o'clock at night. Every night, Monday through Friday, I work harder than anybody. But if it don't generate results, that's, you know, that's hard on people. Because we're taught, I worked hard. I deserve a trophy. But it's got to generate something. It's got to be about the goal. It's got to accomplish something. It's got to bring forth fruit. Or it's just a bunch of work that didn't generate nothing of importance. I'm wasting my money paying you. And so we're here for a reason. We're here for a purpose. And I'm not saying we're here for a job in the sense we're working. But I am here to do something. I'm not here to just preach you justification. I'm not here to preach you just sanctification. I'm here with the full word of God tonight. I recognize the voice of God's in the bride of Jesus Christ. You won't even hear from God today if you don't hear from him in the word made flesh. That's how, what he is today. He's the Son of Man again on the scene. It's the word made flesh. And you can do everything around it. And it won't mean a whole lot.
Amen.
But if you get to the point where God's trying to get accomplished, you know that's how it works in the natural.
Yeah.
Think about any time you want to get something done. When you got focused in on it, honed in on it, and you got everybody doing the same thing, you know what happens? The work gets done.
Yeah.
But somebody over here sweeping when you need them digging,
come on.
It takes a lot longer, so to speak.
Yeah.
It don't get the job done.
Right.
And that's what the church was doing a bunch of sweeping. And God wasn't digging done, so to speak. But I'm a digger. I'm right with him. I'm right on the job. I know what I'm called for. I know what my purpose is. And it bothers a lot of people. That was Mary and Martha. Oh, won't you make her come do dishes like me? And clean up like me? Why am I the only one that needs to clean up? And I forget which one was the right one or the wrong one. But all Jesus said, I think it was Martha. Martha knows what's important. She knows the needful things. Put down the dishes, so to speak. Come and listen to the word made flesh. Put down your self-righteousness and your self-works and all your traditions of what you think serving God is. And come listen to the word made flesh. That's when it counts, Brother Moore. Oh, that's what God wants. He'd rather have your obedience. Hearing his word.
Yeah.
Being in tune with what he's telling you.
Amen.
That's the other thing that's bad.
That's right.
I don't know why God's using work tonight. You try and tell people what you want done and they're not listening. That's worse than the other almost.
Yeah.
You're telling them for a reason. This is what I need to have done.
Yeah.
You need to be honed in on that.
Right.
You know what? Every year we do a review. And the people that did what you asked, they get a good review.
Yes,
every year.
Amen.
Glad to have you.
Right.
Glad you're on the team.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to do the job without you.
Right.
You got this done and this done and this done.
Right.
Somebody else over here didn't do a single thing you asked. Oh, but they worked hard.
Oh, yeah.
I was here more hours than anybody else. So don't get mad when they review you like that. See, I'm helping you.
Yeah.
You think because you work hard, you're going to get a good review. That's not the only thing to it.
No.
You need to work hard.
Right.
But you better make sure you're working hard on the right thing.
Amen.
Or it won't amount to nothing.
Amen.
That's not my message. I was fellowshipping last night, talking about things and getting excited. And I'm not trying to make a joke. I get excited hearing about getting ready to hear Brother James preach. And the brother's like, James said that this Bible study y'all had, I missed. And somebody asked what the difference between that white and the black is up there. And I heard nothing but good things about that Bible study, and I was upset I missed it. But somebody recorded it. They broke the rules. They broke the rules, Brother Dustin. They did what they weren't supposed to. But I'm going to tell you, I was a beneficiary of that today. Because I was told last night, Jeremiah, you'll hear that and it'll be hard for you not to preach. And let me tell you what I did. I don't know, that bothers me a little bit. We'll have to get that fixed some way. But where I was going, it was easy for me to study today. Let me show you how obedience works for me. And I mess up all the time. I didn't go to my Bible and read a bunch of scriptures today to study. I didn't open up the message books and try to read a bunch of quotes to study. God told me last night, it would be hard for you to not want to preach if you listen to this right here. So you know what I did? I thought, I ain't going to make this hard. I ain't going to do all this extra work. I'm not going to be guilty of what I just told you and work 6 in the morning, 8 to 8 at night and not accomplish anything. I'm going to do what I got told to do. And I guarantee you the fruit will come. And it didn't take long, Brother James, to start listening to that, and the fruit came. Because that's how God works. Amen. You got to be in tune with that still small voice. Amen. You got to know when he's talking to you. You got to know what he wants done. And the bride of Jesus Christ knows what she wants. He wants done with the word of God. Amen. Or she keeps still is what the prophet said. Right. So I was listening to that. And it was good. You guys all clapped at the end of it. I heard that too. So I listened to it, enjoyed it. So with that, hence why I'm up here tonight. Turn with me to the book of Revelations. I believe this will set up Brother James Pickens very well. Revelations, the first chapter, is where I'm going to start. And I'm going to start with verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ. I always have a hard time getting past that first statement. This is the only book that Jesus himself wrote. Think about that. Yeah, it's probably the least talked about book in churches around the world. Amen. Because there's no understanding of it. Amen. But the revelation, and let me tell you what got me excited today, because Brother Moore was talking about the white and the black, and he was talking about the names and what they meant and how they matched the age and how it was prophesied 2,000 years before, but happened just perfectly and showed up right on time, the spirit of the age. And he made a comment, he said, it's not that, if you know what you're reading, it ain't that hard to understand. Right. I thought, but so many people don't know what they're reading. No, they don't. But people, we do. Oh, I'm excited about that. Yeah. I don't read this book and not understand it. I actually know what is going on. Amen. Hence why I'm here in verse chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all the things that he saw. Now listen to this next verse. It's new to me tonight, like it's never read it before. But think of what Brother Moore said. If you can just understand what you read, it ain't that hard. Listen to what John said. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. Oh, that gets me excited. That's the title I was going to give. The time is at hand. I understand, we understand what we understand because the time is at hand. Brother Desmond, that's the thing about all of our main scriptures. They're all really saying the same thing. The time's at hand. Why does Revelation 10:7 come? He come down himself and it says, time shall be no longer. Time is at hand. Revelation 19, the bride has made herself ready. Amen. What's that mean? The time is at hand. Right. At the dispensation of the fullness of time, right, he shall gather all things in one. That's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. That means the time is at hand. Right. Oh, we're living at the time when we can read this book and understand this book. We're reading at the time because it can only happen when the bride was ready. He couldn't come any sooner. He couldn't take off the unveil. He couldn't unveil the masterpiece when he was just in Luther's age. It wasn't finished yet. But you realize the reason why we know the bride is the bride, because the time is at hand for us to read and understand this book. Amen. Oh, I know I'm just saying a word to you, but if you can just get it like I sell it today, this is a revelation. The fact that the time is at hand means that sooner, very soon, we're going to get out of here. Amen. Yes, sir. If the time wasn't at hand, we couldn't speak like that. I wouldn't even know who's going.
That's right. No.
But I do know who's going. I read this book and start reading chapter 2 through chapter 3, and it ain't just stars anymore. It ain't just candlesticks anymore. It ain't just horse riders anymore. I put names on it. I say it's Paul. It's Irenaeus. It's the Dark Ages. It's the Black Horse Rider. It's the face of the man. It's the eagle. And it ain't just a bird flying up there. I got the spirit of the eagle on me. Oh, it takes understanding to get out of here.
Yes, right.
Oh, you got to know what you're doing.
Yes,
if you don't know what you're doing, Father can't turn over the business to you.
No.
You got to know what you're doing.
Right.
You got to know how to handle the word.
Yes.
You can't be probing and guessing and hoping so.
No, sir.
You got to know.
Right.
Jesus was very particular when he said, Lazarus, come forth. He knew who he was calling for.
Right.
He knew who he wanted.
Amen.
That resurrection voice could have got up to the next tomb.
Right.
But Jesus was very particular. He knew what he was doing. He knew who he wanted up.
Amen.
Lazarus, come forth.
Because
I'm like Jesus. I know who I want to come forth.
Right.
I know there's some white up here I'm going to call for.
Right.
There's some black up here, Brother James, that ain't going.
Right.
And they might be some foolish virgin in there, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But I know who I'm calling up right now.
Right.
I'm not trying to get the foolish virgin in the rapture.
No.
I'm not trying to get them to get a new birth right now. I know who is going, who I'm calling forth. Why? Because the time is at hand.
Right.
He's ripped back the seals.
Right.
Revelations 8 and 1. Another scripture means the time's at hand. Seventh seal opened,
right.
Silence in heaven.
Right.
What did Brother Branham say about the seventh seal? It's the end of time.
Right.
On all things.
Amen.
In other words, we're not doing this anymore. The body's built. She's standing on her feet. The masterpiece is done. She's completed. I know I say this all the time, but I love Future Home. Brother Brad says, no more threes. No more sevens. No more fives. No more numbers of keeping days. The time's at hand. It's the eighth day now. It ain't time to do all those things anymore. It's time to get out of here. It's in an eternal day.
Right.
Oh, that got me excited.
Amen.
I can read that book and understand it so much.
Amen.
I know how to do my job, and I'm doing it perfectly.
Amen.
I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Talking to who I'm supposed to be talking to.
Amen.
With the right number of people. I even know when the capstone, it gets sharper and sharper.
Right.
Gets smaller and smaller.
Right.
I ain't looking for big numbers.
Oh.
I know really the gospel's over in a lot of ways.
Right.
I understand people can get born again.
Yeah.
They're just waking up to what God's already accounted for them.
Right.
Do you realize the gospel has come from the east and went to the west?
Yes.
It's done.
Yeah.
It started over there in Europe, so to speak,
right.
Where Paul was.
Right.
But where did it go? It went to Germany.
Right.
And from Germany, it went to England.
Amen.
And from England, it went to Indiana.
Yeah.
It went pretty far west.
Yeah.
But it didn't go quite as far west.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite where it needed to be.
Yes.
But in 1963,
yeah.
The Lord himself come down.
Amen.
Said, I got to go west.
Yeah.
I got to meet him out there. And he come down and said, now we're out here.
Yeah.
We went from the east to the west. We went around the world. We've given everybody a chance. The masterpiece is complete. The time is at hand. I'm coming down to marry her.
Amen.
The bride has made herself ready.
Amen.
And how's she ready? She's ready by the word of God.
Amen.
She ain't ready by her good works. That's why Esther, versus Esther and the other maids in the chamber, she was a little different. You know what the other ones did? You go back and read the story. They put on extra. They wanted to impress King Ahasuerus. So they took jewelry or whatever it was they'd given them, dressing themselves up. And I'm paraphrasing, but Esther just said, I'm taking what he gave me. I don't need any extra. I don't need any less. I'm just going to put on the outfit he gave me. You know, that's what the bride's done today. I don't need any extra revelation. I don't need some new prophet. I don't need some special revelation. Just give me what Paul had. I'll preach exactly what Paul preached. Then he himself will come down and get married. Headship will come to the body.
Amen.
And we'll then have the complete revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But we didn't need any more than what Paul had, Brother Moore, to get restored back and have the word of God to dress us up.
Amen.
And then you know what that did? That brought him on the scene.
Amen.
Said, the bride's ready now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down and marry her now.
Amen.
Oh, that's where we are. The time is at hand today.
Amen.
We heard the midnight cry.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to go over there and read that before I get down. But you realize in every age there was a bride group.
Right.
And then there was the rest of the church. Because a bride's a church out of a church.
Right.
Once she's formed, she's going to be a church out of church. She's the one going in the rapture.
Amen.
And through the ages, each member of that bride would get born again.
Amen.
On their day and its message.
Amen.
As individuals, once they got that new birth, they were ready.
Oh, yeah.
That's what made them ready.
Yeah.
You couldn't take away from them. You couldn't add to them. Not in the sense of what they needed as an individual. They just needed that new birth. And we know that's potential as far as the bridegroup, but as far as the individual, they got a new birth just like you and I got a new birth.
Amen. That's right.
They were sealed
yeah.
until the day of redemption.
Amen.
Now, he kept it hid because he knew a flood could come, so he even protected them. But they had what they needed. Because they got with the word for the hour.
Amen.
That's the difference between the white and the black.
That's right.
The black didn't get with the word of the hour.
No.
And in some of that black is foolish virgins. We recognize that.
Yeah.
That are good people.
Sure.
Holy people. Sanctified people. Go to church people.
Right.
Live good and good neighbor people. And thank God they do it because they help you and me.
Right.
But they didn't recognize their day and its message.
That's right.
They didn't find the messenger of the hour at that time. It wasn't their time yet.
Right.
But the bride the whole way. Each member, getting ready, Brother Moore.
Amen.
Getting ready. Getting ready. All the way down here to you and me. Individually, we're ready, but what's so great about it? He didn't just come back for one person.
Right.
He come back for a 2,000-year body.
Amen.
That's who I want. And she made herself ready.
Yes.
The time is at hand.
Yes.
Oh, that gets me excited.
Yes.
This is the hour to know all things.
Right.
This is the hour to be able to call black, black, white, white.
Right.
This is the hour to say you can go and you can't go.
Right.
Oh, that hurts people's feelings, but this is the hour.
Yeah.
I know who you are.
I
first learned who I was.
Right.
It's judgment time now.
Right.
And I didn't come in the world to condemn the world. I come in to save it. But the problem is you rejected the saving.
Right.
And thus, when you reject the saving, you're condemned already.
Amen.
That's what St. John 3:16 says.
Right.
Those that believe on him who sent pass from death unto eternal life.
Right.
But those that have received not and believe not, condemned already.
Amen. That's right.
That's the same problem today.
That's right.
That's why I can call them. They don't accept the word.
Right.
If you don't accept the word, you couldn't come from God. Because
right.
in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Right.
To not accept the word is to not accept God.
Amen.
So it becomes very clear to me to say, you have your father, the devil.
That's right.
That's what happened the first time the fullness was here.
Right.
He said, why can't you hear my speech?
Right.
He says, it has no part in you. Because you're of your father, the devil.
Yeah.
And his deeds you'll do.
Right.
If you knew Abraham, you'd believe me. Because
right.
Abraham was looking for me.
Right.
And if it was your real father, you'd be looking for me too.
Amen.
But before Abraham was, I am.
Right.
He rebuked them. He told them the truth.
Right.
He knew how to separate them.
Amen.
And it ain't me as a human being going better than another human being doing it. We're doing this by the revelation.
Right.
By the word of God.
Amen.
It's what's placing people.
Right.
But that's the hour we're at. The time's at hand now.
Amen.
To know who you're dealing with every day of your life.
Amen.
Time's at hand. Excuses are gone. I'm talking to myself now. You got to take away excuses, Jeremiah.
Right.
You should know how to treat people.
Amen.
You should know how to love people.
Right.
And not taking away the human part of us that has emotions and feelings and the devil has access to. I'm talking about the revelation.
Amen.
We should know how to deal with everybody we meet. And we do.
Amen.
It's the hour that we're in.
Amen.
Matthew, the 25th chapter. Start with verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. The oil signifies the Holy Spirit. The 5 wise had the Holy Spirit. The 5 unwise didn't. The 5 wise got a new birth. The 5 unwise didn't. That's how that works.
Amen.
That was just a parable.
Amen.
And not everybody can read it the way you and I read it. They don't understand the book.
Right.
But I read the parable. I just gave you the very simplicity of it.
Yeah.
There are some good people that aren't born again.
Amen.
That treat the bride well. And they do the best they know to do.
Right.
Is what the prophet said about them. Said they're out there in denominations. Their messengers are Billy Graham and Oral Roberts.
That's right.
And he even says they'll come up in the second resurrection. But during the church ages, they did not get to their day in this message in that age and didn't get the oil and were not made ready. But the bride, the royal seed of Abraham, the elect and foreknown of God, and I know everybody would be there with foreknown of God, but I'm talking about the bride right now. She was in the age, and she recognized her day and his message, which brought forth a new birth, which gave them the Holy Ghost, which is the oil. That's how that works. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. He was in the midst of the church ages, working down through it. But I think it's interesting where God doesn't mess up. There were stars. Stars like that don't come out at daytime. Come out at nighttime. When you're slumbering and sleeping, so to speak. He's connecting all the dots. God connects all the dots, just so you know. He has it in there for a reason. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. You know denominations are looking for a second coming of Christ. They preach about it every once in a while. They have their interpretations of it. They'll have bumper stickers on the back of the car. Might go missing. Because in their mind they got a picture of an actual trumpet coming in the middle of the sky. And this is going to be a secret going away. This is only going to be recognized by those that are ready. Only by the bride of Jesus Christ. But what this would indicate, some of these are church-going people that read the Bible saying he's coming back again. None of them realize once since he's already come.
Right.
And he's coming.
Amen.
They've missed him.
Amen.
No oil in their lamps. And then the fool said unto wise, "Give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise angel is saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself." You know, it brings us joy to know we get to take our loved ones. I am glad to have a token to apply to my loved one. I really mean that. But everywhere I read, though, it always will tell you, you better get it for yourself first. That's even what these wise were saying. You can't have my oil. I'm taking care of me right now.
Right.
Work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. Yeah. You got to want this thing for yourself.
Right.
And yeah, I know I'm going to take my loved ones. And that brings me joy. That's my rewards.
Yeah. Right.
I wouldn't be happy without it.
Right. Right.
But the thing that gave me joy, Brother James, first was when I saw my name. Yeah. My name.
Your name.
In the book.
Right.
That's how it works and should work for every one of us that's seen our name in the book.
Amen.
That's what happened to John. He couldn't contain himself. Saw his name in the book, and everything heard him shouting and screaming.
Amen.
And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut.
Amen.
Time's at hand.
Yeah.
You got to be ready when time's at hand.
Yes, sir.
When the car's getting ready to leave, you better be in it or you ain't going.
And
once again, God don't mess up because door is shut.
Amen.
You get to that third pool,
yeah.
The door is shut.
Right.
It's finished.
Right.
No more redemption, no more salvation. That's why even Noah did. He went in that ark. He preached for 120 years,
right.
Went in the ark. He wouldn't even physically shut the door himself.
Nah.
Next thing he knows, the door shut.
Amen.
And everybody in was in and everybody out was out.
Right.
It was too late.
Yeah.
The time was at hand
right.
To be in the ark or you couldn't get in. Well, people, that's where we are today.
Amen.
It's the eighth day. It's the end of the age.
Right.
Time shall be no more. And I recognize as long as we're here, where there's breath, there's hope. But I'm talking about he's really come back and got us.
Amen.
And we're going to physically soon meet him in the air.
Amen. Amen.
This doesn't have holding a bunch of tent revivals and getting thousands of souls saved.
No, it's not.
That ain't what's happening anymore. I hate to hurt your feelings. It's a good intent. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Working hard. But you might not get as many results as you think you're going to get. Because the boss said, "That ain't what I'm trying to do anymore. I'm trying to get out of here. I'm trying to go home. I only want one thing on your plate." So much so, I don't even know if people miss it. Because I missed it for years until I found it where Brother Brandon just said, "I don't know of another scripture left to be fulfilled." I've read over that for years. And the prophet just said it simply. Said, "You told me it's the mark of the beast. I already told you what that was." He said, "I don't see another scripture in the Bible left to fulfill except the going away of the church."
Amen.
Oh, that should tell us what our job is.
Amen.
Oh, that should tell us where our hard work should be going. Oh, we're going to save. And I'm not against good people trying to save people, but I'm trying to tell you, that's not the work of the hour.
Amen. That's right.
Sounds rough, but it's just the truth. He said, I've come back. Midnight cry. Door is shut.
Yeah.
I've sat on the throne for seven ages.
Right.
Those that are coming in were already accounted for. There'll be a few getting awakened. Go awaken them.
Right.
But it's time to go home.
Amen.
It's not time to build a body. It's not time to go through your threes and sevens. We've already done the death angels. We've already done the life angels.
Right.
We've done justification, sanctification, baptism, the Holy Ghost. We've done all seven ages. We built the body up as the way it's supposed to be built from the ground up. We started with faith, and we're ending with the capstone. We're here.
Amen. Right.
That ought to change the way you look at things.
That's right. Amen.
That ought to change the way you look at yourself.
Amen.
I'm part of a completed body.
Yes,
I'm ready.
Amen.
I'm ready for the journey.
Amen.
I got what I need to go.
Amen.
I'm going to be part of the secret going away.
Amen.
I'm the one that's going to be on the rooftop that he's coming for, Brother James.
Amen.
I ain't the one that's going to be in the house missing him.
No.
I'm ready.
Amen.
I'm aware.
Right.
I know. I've been awakened. I ain't sleeping anymore. I know what's going on.
Right.
Amen.
And once as I just pitch, I'm at the bus stop with my ticket. I'm right here. So you know, when the hat gets to the right place, the bus is going to show up. And I'm going to step right on. That's where we are. The time's at hand now. Church ages are over. The message has come. The book's been opened. Time's no longer. Fullness of time of the Gentiles has been, dispensation is just about over. And once since it is over, it depends how you look at it. Just there's still people in Laodicea. And he won't go to the Jews until he gets us out of here. But the time to read this book and understand this book. The bride standing on her feet. She's fully formed. She's perfect. She's spotless. She's ready for the journey. She knows what it is. She can look all the way back. She knows what's coming. And even more importantly, she knows what she's doing right now. There's no guesswork in it. There's no hope so in it. That's what's different about this church a little bit. We don't talk like I hope so.
No, sir.
We got to talk a little bit like we know.
Yeah.
I know where hour I live in.
Amen.
And if you think I'm crazy, just call me crazy.
That's right.
I'm happy crazy.
Right.
But I really believe it's the end time.
Amen.
I really believe it's time to be able to read the book of Revelation and understand it.
Right.
I believe it talks about the Catholic Church in here. I believe it talks about the Pope in here.
Amen.
I believe it talks about the devil in here. I believe it talks about who the black and the white is in here. And it talks about it so much, it's been opened so much and revealed so much, we can call it a name.
Amen.
All the way down to the number of man 666.
Right.
See it over there in Rome.
Right.
God's exposed it all.
Amen.
Exposed the man of sin. He's been revealed. He can't hide anymore.
Right.
Time's at hand, people.
Amen.
I ain't waiting on the man of sin to be revealed.
Right.
I know who he is.
Amen.
Starting to get out of here.
Amen.
Door was shut, and afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, said, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. That's this day. Luke 17 and 30 has happened. It's been going on for a good little while. Rise and stand on our feet for a good little while. Now we can read this book, understand this book, talk about this book, have somebody ask a question what the difference between the white and the black is, and just spell it out down to what the names mean and how the dark ages work and how the Spirit, God sent a Spirit to overcome every bit of that. We're not guessing. I even like what you said in it, Brother Moore. Despite all that stuff I just explained to you, the most important thing is I know what's going on right up here. I know what's going on today. I know this is the age of equal rights. I know that the church is just going on thinking they're serving God and don't realize they're blind.
Amen.
Think about that.
Yeah.
So we're reading and understanding, and they're blind,
Amen.
Wretched, miserable, and don't even know it.
Amen.
Thinking they're serving God, thinking they're doing a service, doing good things, doing good neighborly things,
right.
But know not that they need the Lord.
Right.
And here you are.
Right.
I opened Revelation 1, and you probably already thought about the third verse before I could read it. Should be real honest with you. You knew I was coming when I said Revelation 1. You knew when I said time's at hand. Your mind just started clicking.
Yeah.
Yes, it's the end time. Son of Man's here. We're in the eighth day. The book's been opened. Fullness of time. That's how blessed you guys are. You've been preached to so good. Somebody just says Revelations 1 and 3. You're ready to run around church. That's how you feel inside. That's why my wife's up here saying I want to run. She ain't ever gonna run around the church. I mean, before I would never heard her say she's gonna run around the church. She's so thrilled about this word. It makes me happy to see her thrilled. She's so thrilled about this word. One day she's just gonna take off and do it. It's gonna grab a hold of her so much, and it's gonna be too late. And before she knows, she's gonna take off running. And I'll probably end up being right behind her. Because I don't believe in letting too many people have a good time without me.
Amen.
I don't say that I ain't saying that too much to joke. I really am pretty serious about that. If there's a good time going on in the natural, I try to be there. I work hard, I say, so I'm going to have some fun when I can. Well, how much more serious am I in over here? I want what he's got. Feed it to me. Give me that. I'm bringing the big bowl. I'm going to eat everything he'll serve me. I want to be enthused about this thing. I want to be excited about this thing. That's a desire I have. I don't want to see my elders jumping up and down. I actually want to be able to jump up and down for myself. I want to get a spell for myself where I'm getting excited, where I'm raising my hand, where I'm doing this to the devil and trying to slap him even though he's the spirit. But I want to act like he's right in front of me where I'm whipping up on him. That's how real it gets sometimes. You up here, get out of that anointing, you feel like you're seeing the devil, you're ready to whip him. Because he's got no place here.
Amen.
I want that in my life.
Amen.
I don't want you just to get stimulation. I want you to pass that bottle, so to speak.
Amen.
Give it over to me. I want some of that stimulation. I want some of that excitement. I want some of that joy. I want some of that peace. That's what I want. I don't want to just see you have it. Oh, it brings me joy to watch my wife get excited about this thing. But there ain't nothing more than what I got right here going on right inside of me. That's for me.
Amen.
And my house.
Amen. Right here. That's right.
I can, Brother Morris, I can make this small. I can make that big. I'm here right now. I'm going to make this small.
Amen.
I know what's going on right here.
Amen.
That's what you want. That's why the elders are still here. And it ain't all together in emotion. It ain't because they got emotion. No, they got the word.
Amen.
The revelation. That's what brings all this other stuff out.
Amen.
That stimulation.
Yes, sir.
Oh, let's give Brother James a little bit of time. I took a lot of his time. But here's the nice thing about Brother Children, just talk to about now anyhow. And tell us to go preach. So don't worry, we're just getting started. We got time. I'm here having a good time anyhow.
Amen.
Spiritually speaking, pass that bottle some more. Let's have a little bit more good time. Because there's nothing other I'd rather hear than this right here. There's no other party I'd rather be at than this one right here. Oh, when I get under this anointing, that's how I do feel that way. There's something inside of me, Brother Destin says, this is where I belong. This is home. I go out there, it's the only thing, that's what tries to drag me down. That's where the pressure is, so to speak. That's where the pull is. I'm in here with my people. With the people that understand me. People that have the same understanding I have. That can read the same book I read. And hear Revelation 1 and 3 said, I know what you're talking about. Oh, I've tried that before. That's where we're at. Time is at hand. God bless you. Come on, Brother James.
Oh, my. Okay. Gotta follow that.
Yeah.
Feel like the disciple looking out at Jesus, bid me, Lord, to come. Can I walk on the water like you are? Brother Jeremiah is anointed. That's exciting. You know, when I was in college, they had something called pre-gaming. Before you were gonna go to the party, you got ready before the party. I'm still ready. I'm still trying to get ready for the party. I'm excited about what I got because even the scripture that I was even looking at was Matthew 25:14 on. Brother Jeremiah read Matthew 1 through 14. It lets me know that God vindicated that he was talking to me. So if you ain't ready to have a good time, I know I'm going to have a good time. Because right now when he says it's the time is at hand, the masterpiece is on display. See, there was a time period where this was covered up. There was a time period where you didn't know where God was at. You didn't know what was going on. But this masterpiece is on display now where the cover's been removed and I'm fully made myself ready that the whole world can see it now. And the scripture's been me. Matter of fact, that's even what Jesus said to John the Baptist. He said, look in for my very work's sake, John. You don't have to hear what I'm saying to you. Look at what I'm doing right now. When you go through the scripture, when you go through the ages, look at what I'm doing right now. Those people foreran what I was going to do. They prophesied that there would be a group that would be able to see themselves in every scripture, and that's this group right now. I manifest the word with every heartbeat. Oh my goodness. See, when God saw me, he saw me perfect. Because that first masterpiece, you know what? The first creation. When God created that first creation, he made Adam. That material that Adam was made out of, he pulled Eve out of Adam. But that material wasn't ready to last the test of time. That material that Eve came out of wasn't ready to sustain the eternal life. But when he pulled us out of Christ, when he made this masterpiece out of that, that material has stood the test of time. Matter of fact, even the Bible said, this Eve is ordained not to fall. That's the masterpiece he's got on display right now. He's looking at somebody that has a picture. But you know what? There's different levels to even art. You know, he's talking about even going to that breakfast. We're at that breakfast and we're sitting there and there's some kids, they're coloring in the lines. That's one form of art. Coloring in the lines. When you get a little bit more mature and you get some more handleness and you get some more strength in your hands, there may be a time period where you look at something and you draw what you see. You look at something and go, I can draw that desk. You can get really good at the imitation. You can get really good at replicating something. But there's a whole nother level when you just give me a blank piece of paper and I see the picture so clear that I could create it from nothing. God saw me so clear that he created me from nothing. He saw me a finished work so clear that he's now looking at his bride saying, I am pleased to dwell there. Oh, my. When he see, matter of fact, even Brother Branham over in the masterpiece, when he was talking about that story, he talked about even Michelangelo creating Moses. He did that for 40 years. It took him that long to build that. And he made it in such a likeness that he hid it and said to speak because it looked exactly how he saw it in his mind. Right. Exactly how he saw it in his mind. God saw me and said, you look exactly how I saw you in my mind. He had the scriptures. He had the mold. He had the thing. He had to do this. He had to do all that just to get to me here. Oh, but see, it don't even stop there. See why I get so excited, Brother Jeremiah? Because when you're talking about the book of Revelation, you go in there, you're talking about a group of people that I can preach from any scripture you get me to. I can go anywhere you want me to. When you talk about the masterpiece, I know that God has an eternal cloth. Woo! That gets me excited too. See, because when you talk about this, because you got to know your types, when to get on and when to get off. God had an eternal cloth. He was making that, Brother Branham even talked about, he's making a dress. He had an eternal cloth. None of that's going to waste. None of that's going to waste. Oh, the bride's got the dress out of that eternal cloth, but there's other pieces to that. There's a belt. There's a hat. There's some gloves. There's some shoes. There's some socks that he made out of eternal cloth. That's 144,000. That's the foolish version. That's the innocent. That's the bride. That's what he made out of that eternal cloth. Because that eternal cloth represents everybody that's going to be over there. That's why there's no hierarchy. That's why there's no big I and big ol' you. We'll all be happy when we get over there. We'll all be happy when we get over to heaven. It's so pure. Why? Because we're all made out of that same eternal cloth. There's only one form of eternal life. That's God's own life. To you, to even be able to get over there, that means you have to first come from there. That's scripture. You can't go to heaven unless you first come from heaven. Oh, my. See, I love even how nature types these things out. You know, I was thinking about that even before my daughter was born. I saw this picture, and it was this little girl. And my wife will tell you I'm telling the truth. I saw this. Jada wasn't even, she's probably 3 months pregnant. Miss Courtney was probably 3-4 months pregnant. And I said, I see this little girl. That's what Jada's going to look like. I could see it. I could just see it. I could see it. I see it. I had a revelation on it. I was like, that's what my daughter's going to look like. I said, that's exactly what she's going to look like. She come out, looked exactly how that picture showed. That was a small thing. That's this DNA mixing with that DNA, this doing that. You look at ultrasounds, you see this, you see that smile. You see the dad's eyes, see the mom's nose, see this ears. That's just a small thing. But when that baby comes out, I don't want to just see it. I want it to speak.
Amen.
When that baby comes out, I want it to say something. I'm saying, you're exactly what I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
That's what this bride is doing right now. Yeah. God didn't say, just take that little book and sit still. Yeah. God didn't say, that take that little book and eat it and shut up. He said, you take that little book and you speak.
Amen.
Oh, my. Why does he have confidence in his bride speaking? Because it's himself speaking right now. Oh, my. My. See, when you understand that God's on display now, you, Brother Jeremiah, you're right. We should be a little bit different than everybody else. Your revelation that you get now, you should have a better understanding on everything. You know what? And I don't want to give the devil credit for nothing. Because I understand that, you know, even coming to church, people try to put this so many rituals on it. I've seen God come here and preach the word and somebody be a drunk off the street sitting there and fall asleep. I've seen that happen. And God will step right over. But you come in here as a full body man and woman, don't know how to make it, I'm going to need you to stand up in the back. Why? I'm just saying that's how God works. It could be one thing for one person, one thing for another person. It could be one thing for one person, one for another. That's just how it works. Because we try to cookie cutter Christians. We try to cookie cutter this. Whatever God calling for you, that's what you got to do. God's telling me, he's saying, hey, boy, you got some stepping up to do next year. I want you to do this and do that. He's got to be calling to me. And I'm not going to put my isms on you. I'm not going to put my things on you. I'm not going to put my likes and dislikes on you. He's talking to me. I don't know if God's talking to you. I don't know what God's doing for you. But for as me and my house, I read the words of the scriptures. I get turned on by the prophecies. I see myself in every verse. Oh, my. See, I'm going to go over to Matthew 25 because it got me excited about even what to do with my children. And I'm going to read this for you guys because this for me and my kids. Nobody else gets it. You'll know what I'm talking about. Over in Matthew 25, verse 14, it's a parable. The guy comes down. I'm going to try to get through this pretty quick for y'all. Take your time. Okay, I'll take a deep breath. Matthew 25, verse 15. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, another 1, and every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. So he handed out basically a pittance. He gave each person some money. One person 5, one person 2, one person 1. And likewise, he that received 2, here we go, verse 16. Then he that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and he made those 5 talents. He took his 5 and made 5. Then on verse 17, he says, and likewise, he that received 2, he gained the other 2, so he took his 2 and made 2. But he that had received 1, he digged it in the earth and hid it. Did nothing with it. Didn't do a thing with it. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, Lord, I want to turn my kids over to the Lord. You've given me 2. I want to give them back to you. Lord, you've given me this. I don't want to hide them. I don't want to put it away. You've given me these 2 beautiful children that I prayed for, that I wanted, that I cried over, that I pined over. You've given them to me and I'm giving them right back to you.
Amen.
Now, because here's what this prophecy, here's what the parable says. He said, his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not straw. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. Lazy. You're lazy. You tried to put all these excuses on why you couldn't do what God said. You tried to put all these excuses on why you didn't trust God to make you get the increase. And I looked at that, even how you said that, even in your message, Brother Jeremiah, you said obedience. It's better than sacrifice.
Amen.
You know, I was so turned on by seeing Brother Skyler lead song service.
Yeah.
That turned me on.
Amen.
I saw that. I saw, my goodness, that's a man out there just trusting God. Because you know what? It's on Wednesday nights, not Sunday mornings. A lot of people want to see these big changes and big things. It happens on Wednesday nights. The people that make it to the gym every day, they see the gains. I don't just go to the gym on January 1st. You got to go every day to get the gains. You come to Wednesday night. When you push through that, you push through this, you push through that, that's when you're going to see God start moving, because you're going to say that obedience and say, Lord, you said getting to the house was the most important thing, and I'm here. I made it one more step. I love it. Even when we talk about the end of the year, it's the end of the year. I made it all year. I don't care what Satan says about January. I don't care what he says about February. I don't care what he says about the whole year. I'm here now. When they said I wouldn't make it, when they thought I was a knucklehead kid, when they thought I was a teenager that was going to be lost, I'm still standing. So even if I got shortcomings, if I got this and I got that, I thank God that he's still talking to me.
Amen.
Oh, I thank God that I'm of an age that I can speak for myself. Because you know what? This whole world, they'll have you lost and messed up and this and that. And they'll throw trash on this and trash on that. They'll try to black the name of the church to make them feel better about walking away. They'll try to black the name of your testimony to make them feel better about not. Because you know what you're doing? You're condemning them. The fact that you're consistent. The fact that you're dependable. The fact that you stayed with the word. That's a condemnation to the rest of the world. And they know it. You can't partake of this fruit and walk away. You know what you walked away from. And that's not to say they can't come back, because I'd welcome them with open arms.
Amen.
I would drop anything that they thought they were holding on to and welcome them with open arms. But while I'm here, I got a kick and paddle for myself. I can't be concerned about you. I can't be concerned about this. I got to just serve the God for myself. I'm his masterpiece on display right now.
Amen.
It's too late of an hour to be turning around for somebody else. It's too late of an hour to be stopping now. This is the last days. Even John said, he said, when you can read and understand, it's over. You, what did Jesus do in the late hours? Now, in the beginning, you could take time and talk to the groups. In the beginning, you could take time, talk to the masses. You can feed the fishes and loaves. You can go fishing. You can go here. You can walk around. But when it came time to get on the cross and it was time to go home, he didn't have time to get down and do baptismal. He didn't have time to get down and feed him. He just said, today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not walk with me a little while, not learn a little bit more. Today, you'll be with me in paradise.
Amen.
That's our testimony every time we walk out of here. Today, you'll be with me in paradise. And we should have an example. I don't want to do anything that's going to hinder my brother. Not with the revelation that I have. I should never be a stumbling block for my brother. I know too much. I know better, so to speak. That sister talk about Brother Childers. We've been taught good. You don't have no excuse. You have zero excuse. If you had a chance to even meet Brother Childers, that means you've been here a little while. If you had a chance to even meet Brother Childers, that means you've been here for a little while. That means you came up under some good tutelage. You came up with some good teachers, some good scholars, some good leaders that taught you the way. You have no excuse. And I'm talking to me. When I preach on me. So if you think I'm talking to you, I'm not. I'm talking to me. That's one of the things I had to learn early on. Yeah. I'd get up here and I'd be worried. I'd go, oh, maybe this person thinks that. Maybe, I don't care what you think.
No.
I don't. I can't care what you think, because you're going to change your mind. You're going to go this way. You're going to go that way. I don't even know if God's talking to you. You might not even believe me. I can't care what you think.
Amen.
You might have struggled with what I'm preaching. I can't struggle with what I'm preaching. Even when it rebukes me, I got to say yes and amen. Oh, my. Oh, there's time that God said, you need to step up, boy. Be a better husband. Need to step up, boy. Be a better father. Need to step up, boy. Be a better worker. Oh, I get paddled all the time. And I come in here, and I'm paddling myself. I ain't got time to worry about your isms. I ain't got time to worry about what you feel like. I'm getting whipped myself. But it brings forth peaceable fruit. I take this in with no emotion and just say, thank you, Lord, because I know where I'm at. Oh, my. See, even Brother Branham was talking about, he said over in the Masterpiece, he said, you know, when Beethoven's making a big symphony, he got a lot of waste. He got this, then tear this up, tear that up, but he makes a masterpiece. God ain't got no waste.
No. Oh,
He don't start something and then not finish it. God don't start a song and then don't finish it. Thou don't have no wrong notes. Thou don't have no wrong pages. He ain't taking something and throwing it away. He don't change his mind about his word. He is saying yesterday, today, and forever. So when he saw me as perfect, whether I'm going like this in my mind, he sees me as the finished work. Oh, my. Never before has there been a time where the end has been shown.
Right.
Never before have you been able to see the end for the beginning.
Yes.
Never before. You know, when you have it that way, you can just pull everything right to you.
Right. Right.
When you know what the end is, you can pull. It should take away anxiety.
Amen.
It should take away worry. And you should have a revelation that you know who you are.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. This is the only qualifier. If you can understand the words that I'm saying to you tonight, you're ready for the journey.
Amen.
There's people that will hear this message and they'll have thoughts and this and that. And they'll want to put their own ideas on it. I like how even Brother Schuyler said it. He said, you know, sometimes the word come across and you'll want to think like, oh, maybe I can't, maybe I, just sit still long enough, let God give you the answer.
Amen.
Don't put your thoughts on even what it could be. You know how silly you'd look if you'd have told us what, if you tried to tell me, if I went to John De Jesus and said, hey, Pastor Moore said we're moving forward. He said we're going forward this year in January. Tell me what that means. Come on. He would have got that all wrong. He would have never told me that this church would have went from the east to the west. We went from California to South Carolina. We went from the east to the west. We had people come from all over. We had people that he hadn't seen in 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, come through here, and this thing has been going back and forth. We saw Brother Rosaldo, Brother Tony, Brother Bryce, Brother, all over the place.
Yeah.
Every which way. And this church has been level the whole time. Steady, unmovable. It didn't matter if we had a Baptist preacher, steady. So you got a Pentecostal preacher, steady. Message preacher, steady. We go out to see somebody that don't believe in the message, steady. We go to a church that believes the message, steady. This church is unmovable.
Amen.
This church knows what it is. I'm not afraid about whatever comes my way. I know every man I meet.
Amen.
When do you get that? At the end time. When do you have a full understanding? At the end time. When the full word has been revealed, there are no more secrets.
Amen.
I'm not groping in darkness. As a matter of fact, even when we use the terms, it's to throw the rest of the world off. When I even say it was the thunders, it's to throw the rest of the world off. When I say the token, it's to throw the rest of the world off. When we say it's oil in the lamp, it's to throw the rest of the world off. Because those parables is how we have to speak to them, because they'll never pick it up no matter what.
Right.
It's not for them. If I came down here and said, Brother Steve Belvo, you are God in flesh. You believe me. You understand me. And you receive it. Anybody else go, well, how could a farmer be God in flesh? How could this? It's a miracle. You know what? It is a miracle. We're one in a million, Brother Steve. You see, the rest of the world, they want homiletics. They want the organ to play while somebody's singing. They want somebody to do this. They want to feel something. I don't need to feel nothing. It comes without one sensation. Just give me the word. That's all I want. If the organ don't work, if the piano don't play, just give me the word. That's what I came here for. If I get a friend, praise God. You get a wife, praise God. You get a job, praise God. But that's not why I'm here. I'm judged by what I do with the word, period. That's the only thing that they're judging me by. That's all I know Martin by. That's all I know Columba by. That's all I know Luther by. Is what did you do with the word? Oh, he may have smoked. He may have been an adulterer. He may have been this. He may have been that. What did you do with the word? Oh, that's all I can judge it by. That's all I can look at by. That's all I can trust. That's the only thing that won't change. Oh, and Brother Don, you even said, you said, you know, I may stick you from time to time. You may. I may stick you from time to time. I may. But what we're going to agree on is the word of God.
Amen.
That's what gets us through this thing from day to day.
Amen.
That's really what turns me on about coming to church.
Yeah.
That's what really thrills me about getting here amongst believers.
Amen.
That's right.
Do you understand that it's plural when I say believers?
Yes.
That's plural. You know what? When a seed form, it's individual.
Amen.
When a seed form, it's one. But to get the fruits, the fruits with the S, it had to go into the ground. But it has to come back up. Now you have many Messiahs.
Come on.
That's why the Bible says, greater works. Greater works will you do. Oh, see, church world, I have you go, no, we're going to heal more people. No, we're going to feed more people. We're going to stop more abortions. No, no, no. That's not the more. That's not the greater. There's Jesus Christ. There's Jesus Christ. There's Jesus Christ. There's Jesus Christ. Little Messiah that's walking around this thing. That's even, I love it how even the Bible says, you know, God, don't take them out of this world. Take them through it. See, the church world, I shouldn't even say the church world. Message people, they get so holy and so protective and so afraid. They just want to keep their kids in the house, want to homeschool them. I ain't never seen it work good. I haven't. I haven't seen overprotective parents work out. I've been alive a little long. I haven't seen overprotective people work out. You know what you do? You're creating hothouse plants. You're creating people that are socially awkward. You're creating people that can't handle any adversity. You're creating it where they've never been told no. They've never been paddled. They've never been. What you created is a monster. Somebody that does not know how to deal with problems. But you guess what? You learn patience by the things that you suffer. You need to go through a little bit to get to the journey. You need to show a little desperation sometimes so you can even appreciate that God is real. Oh, my. Until you know, they used to always say, as long as they got testing in schools, they're going to be a prayer. That's what they say. The whole world is atheist until it comes exam time. And then it's, Lord, help me. Please, God, somebody pray for me. That's when it's exam time. When they know they need the Lord. A little set of desperation in. But I'm desperate now because I'm ready to go home. I know it's over. I'm not looking at, you know, I'm kind of like a pilot that's already taken off. All the souls have been accounted for. We've already left off in the ground. I'm not trying to add to the manifest right now. I'm not trying to add more souls to the ship. We're already, God shut the door. I didn't shut the door. God called in who he wanted to get. We're loaded up, ready for the go. And matter of fact, I'm not meeting him on the ground. I'm meeting him in the air. I'm already on my way up. You said there's not one scripture left to fulfill. That means I'm already, every service I'm getting lifted up. More and more and more. With every service, my faith gets strengthened more and more. Matter of fact, I'm to the point now where I expect. Come on. Say, I expect to see my loved ones. I wouldn't be surprised to see Brother Childers. I wouldn't be surprised to see Brother Bob. I will not even be satisfied. See, I got too many scriptures. Until I even wake in his likeness. See, the whole church world has you thinking you gotta die to go to heaven. That's because they're trying to put it in an unknown. They're trying to put it where you're gonna have to learn when you get over there. But there's gotta be a group that is alive and remain that will receive and love his appearing. Amen. That's this group. I don't want to have to learn when I die. I don't want to have to praise him when I get over there. I want to praise him in advance. I know what this is right now. Oh, my God is so good.
Amen.
We get this revelation every service, every service, every service.
Amen.
How could you walk away from a message like this? This is too close to the end time. Oh, my. We used to run those little races, and you'd see the finish line. That ain't the time to stop. When I don't know where the finish line is, they used to call them ranger runs. Little ranger runs when you don't know where the finish line is going to be. You just run unlimited. He knows. Airborne. He knows. You just run. You don't know. It could be 5 miles. It could be 10 miles. So the whole time, you're mildly pacing yourself. Mildly. You're like, I can't give it up. I got to stay. I don't know how long we're going to be doing this. Could be an hour, 2 hours. Little ranger runs. But when you see the finish line, when you can see the barracks just ahead, when I see the chow hall, when I see what's going on, I see the bright lights of the city shining. Now I can kick it in gear and say, I don't have to work. I can make it standing on my head now. Oh, I can give it my all. This is the time to give your all. You see those bright lights shining of the city. You know what it is. There's not another messenger coming. You are the final voice to the final age. You are God's masterpiece on display right now. Right now. No better time than the present than to praise God. Do you see it? Do you see that day approaching? Do you understand? Do you understand the words of this prophecy? Then that means the time is at hand.
Amen.
If we're in the book of Revelations more than any other book, that means we're wrapping up.
Amen.
If we're in the book of Revelations more than anything else, that's our book. There was a time period years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago, Brother Schiller said, we're in the Old Testament too much. Why? He just wanted to keep us focused on what we got to do. You can get an Old Testament. I think it's a beautiful book. The Old Testament's great. We don't shun the Old Testament. He was just keeping our focus right. Saying, hey, brothers, your focus should be your day in this message. It's good to know about what David had to do. It's good to see what Joseph had to do. But Joseph was a type. Joseph was a type. That's just a shadow. That's the darkest representation of what it is. You are the manifestation of what they're prophesying about. They made way for us. That was a foundation that was, we're built on that foundation. Matter of fact, even when you're doing a sculpture, you build that foundation and then you build on it.
That's right.
I don't got to add to it anymore. It's already been built. It's already there. It's there. Now, God was just doing these things and I thought, my goodness, this thing is so beautiful. This thing is so perfect. I'm going to read one quote and I'm going to get out of here. I love this thing. I have nothing in my life that's like this. There's nothing in my whole life that gets better every single day. This thing just gets better and better. The masterpiece, it says the sculptor wouldn't make a great masterpiece and then take it and set it in an alley somewhere or hide it behind buildings. He says, as our Lord told us, a man doesn't light a candle and put it under a bushel. When we become God's masterpiece, we're not hidden in an alley somewhere. We must give light.
Amen.
So Brother Branham said, we're the light of the world. The only light they'll ever see is this God's masterpiece on display. This is the only God the whole world will ever see. You are the only God the world will ever see. Don't take that responsibility lightly. And it's not even, I'm not trying to say it's some works, because it should just happen like you're breathing. It should just happen like you're breathing. It should just be in you. It should just come out with every heartbeat. So when I say that, I'm not calling for works. That's not what I'm saying. That's not my job anyway. I don't call for anything to you. I'm not your pastor. I know. I want to be crystal clear. Because you know what? There's this thing, you know, as the year goes on and we go out and we do different things, I like to let people know. I get what I get from Fairborn. This is the source.
Amen.
The further I get from the source, the bigger the container I'm going to need. If you're camped out by the water, you can just have a cup. You can just go back and forth pretty quick. I can get a cup. But you send me away for 2 weeks, I'm going to need to leave with something. I'm whole now. I'm going to leave with something. I'm going to leave something that's going to last me because this is my source. This is where I get it from. I have no desire to go away from my source. But if I get sent somewhere, I'm leaving with something. I'm leaving with something from here because this is where I'm ordained to get fed from. This is my lifeblood. And you know what? Because I've seen too many young preachers, they mess up. They think they're the source. They think they got the light to shine on the church or to do this kind of thing. No. I have nothing outside of what Pastor Moore preaches. I have nothing outside of what he preaches. Whatever he's preaching is what I need to preach. Matter of fact, I'll give you an example. We was fellowshipping, and I had tons of scriptures that I could think about. And they came up and said, Matthew 25 would be a good one. It sure will be. It sure will be a good one. That's just where I was turning. I'm glad you said it. I was just almost there. I was at Mark, and I was going backwards. I'm glad you said Matthew 25. What scripture were you wanting me to start? Why? That's obedience.
Amen.
I've seen God move too much to doubt him now. I've been in this thing for years now. I'm almost an elder, so to speak, in my mind. I feel like I've been through some things, so to speak, in my mind. I earned this thing a little bit. I'd kind of be feel bad if somebody thought I didn't love God now. I'd almost have to rebuke you where you stand. You tell me that I don't appreciate God now. I love this thing with everything in me.
Amen.
Oh, I've seen this come. I've seen that go. We've all had it.
Yeah.
You're not exempt. I'm not exempt. My story ain't harder than your story, and your story ain't harder than mine. Okay. We're all believers in this thing pushing forward. But what I won't let Satan do is tell me that I don't got it.
Right.
What I won't let Satan do is tell me that I'm not one of them.
Oh.
When the roll is called up yonder, I will be there.
Right.
I know it. Oh, I know it. And that, you know what, Brother Jeremiah, even when you said the token only applies to those that have it.
Yeah.
Right.
See, a lot of times these people get things, the cart before the horse. Amen. They think they got a token and they go away. No. You're right in on somebody else's fare, bub. Amen. Somebody else. You're on somebody else's ticket. Right. Matter of fact, when you go to a concert or a show and you didn't pay for the ticket, you better stay close to the person that bought the ticket.
Right.
Because you won't get in without them. Right. You better stay close to the person that paid the fare. And I know that Jesus paid it all, but I'm taking my loved ones with me.
Amen.
Oh, my. See, I got so many types, so many scriptures, so many prayers. I got so many things that run, I don't even know where to get off. Because God has been so good to us. God has blessed us so much with just your right mind. Your right mind. I don't even have to talk about hell. You have a right mind. You have a sane mind in an erotic age. That's the standard that God gave you. He rose up a standard to give you a sane mind in an erotic age. Oh, we talked about this. They talked about that. Drug abuse and all these different things that happened in life. And Brother Jeremiah, you talked about that study that they did. They said that anxiety and depression is higher than it's ever been. Battle of the mind. The battle of the mind. People were struggling. When they used to have to do manual labor, they didn't have things to worry about. Now they just sit around and worry about things that don't even exist. Now they just sit around and make up things that don't even ever, won't ever happen. But I thank God that I got a sane mind in an erotic world. For that, I can praise Him. I can be just like Sister Spirit and say, when I think about where He's brought me from to where I am today, oh, my. I'm kind of like Sister Lee said. Oh, I can turn mountains into anthills now. It ain't that big a deal. Oh, somebody, I can see somebody out in the world that has a flesh problem. It ain't that big a deal. I can see somebody that's got a sex problem. It ain't that big of a deal. Somebody can have a drug problem. It ain't that big of a deal. They can have an alcohol problem. It ain't that big of a deal. They can have a race problem. It ain't that big of a deal. I'm taking mountains and turning them into anthills every time I walk. That's what Jesus did.
Amen.
Isn't that what Jesus did?
Yes.
Matter of fact, He caught that woman in a very act of adultery.
Yes.
That was a big mountain.
Come on.
What did He do?
Not that big a deal.
Turned that into an anthill.
Yes.
Started writing their sins in the sand.
That's right.
I want to throw some rocks, boys. But real quick, give me one. Whoever hasn't sinned,
right.
Y'all go first.
Right.
We'll join in, but you throw first.
Yeah.
They just... Start dropping their rocks. What did He do? Took that mountain, turned it into an anthill.
Amen.
Oh, He took that mountain, turned it into an anthill. That's what He did. And you know what I love? One of my favorite stories is when He told that crippled man to get up and walk. The blind man, he said he couldn't see. He'd been blind his whole life. And the whole time, people thought he was cursed. But it was just so the blessing of the Lord could be shown. But what I loved about it was his testimony. When they came and told him Jesus was all these terrible things. Jesus was a tax collector. Jesus sold cars. Jesus did tax evasion. Jesus did this. Jesus did that. He said, those things may be true. They may be true. Oh, Brother Jay, you got this. You got that. That may be true. But what I do know, this is what I do know. Oh, you can talk about Fairborn till you're blue in the face. You can tell me they got this, they got that, they got this, they got that. That may be true. That may be true. But what I do know is that before I got this word, I was blind. Before I got here, nobody could explain the Bible to me. Before I got here, I went to sleep restless, hoping that I could make it. I didn't know what was going on. Before I got this word, I didn't know who could go to heaven. I didn't know if I was ever going to be worthy to go to heaven. But now that my eyes have been opened, I was blind, but now I see. Oh, and being able to see, Pastor Moore, you said when you preached that Christmas message, you said, now that I can see, I'm free.
Amen.
I'm free. I am so free. I can't go back to bondage. You can't get me back to rituals, Hail Marys, penance, paying this, paying that. I don't care who the Pope is, the Bishop is, Don Juan, whoever. I want the Word of God only.
Amen.
You're not going to put me under bondage. You're not going to put me under rules and traditions of men. I want the full Word of God only.
Amen.
I won't accept anything less.
That's right.
Matter of fact, now we speak as one with authority. Because we know what it is.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Moore.
Amen.
Well said.
Amen.
Well said. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Beautiful.
What a way to end the year.
Yes.
Good to have both of my brothers
get up and just remind y'all what we've got. We got some preachers here, and I am very pleased with what God has blessed us with. And I sit there, and sometimes I just take notes and notes and notes, and I think, I got to stop, because, you know, I get thoughts on this and thoughts on that, and I want to go this way, and I want to go that way, and I slow down sometime, and just enjoy, bathe in the anointing. Because when God's up here speaking, the Lord he's done so much for us. And he's blessed us in so many ways. Why would you not want this? What in your life is so important that you would put ahead of coming here and letting God personally speak to you? Ain't nothing that important. Your job, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your spouse, you just tell them, I'll be back. I'll be back. I'll see you when church is over. When my family comes to visit me, they know where I'm going to be. And I don't even try to invite them. They know when church is coming. If they want to come, they'll get dressed and come. Or they'll show up. If they don't show up, then they know where to wait until I get back. Because this is my life. This goes ahead of everything else. And what God has done for this body, has blessed us with this revelation. Oh my, AJ, couldn't get this anywhere else. That's what got you here. That's what God's done for this group. You say, well, y'all are too, you know, you just think you're the only one. I don't think I'm the only one. I do think I'm one. And that's all I have to be is one. I don't have to be the only one. I just want to be one. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. But God has blessed us, and the message is mine. I was sitting there, and when Jeremiah was talking, and I read it all the time, but then I don't read it. You know how you see something that you didn't ever see? When those five foolish virgins came looking for oil. You know what stuck out to me tonight, Jeremiah? Is that, now these virgins were, there was, the wise were down through the ages, and the foolish were down through the ages. But what stuck out to me tonight, and I've read that for 40 years at least, huh? What stuck out to me was those foolish virgins said, give us some of your oil, because ours has gone out. And I said, wait a minute. It wasn't that there wasn't light in their age. There was light. The oil was in their age, and they did have a light in their age. But when it was time to move forward, they didn't move on forward, and the light of the age went out. I had never in 40 years. And then I looked at that and said, now every age had a light. And the foolish ones never got the Holy Ghost. It was available in that age, and the light went out for the age, but they never got it. So they're sitting here trying to get it, and each day God moved that light. Remember he talked about moving your candlestick? Each day he moved that candlestick, and each day those foolish just went in the darkness. So you know, if you have a light in a room and a candle, and I walk in the kitchen, the light in the room gets dimmer and dimmer, and then the light goes out. That's what happened to those foolish virgins. They didn't stay with the light. If you stay with somebody who's got the candle, Brother Branham said if Luther had lived long enough, he'd been here. He would walk right into this light with us. And he'd be here rejoicing just like we're rejoicing. But I looked at that and thought, that's interesting. That's another nugget to look at. And making this a priority, you know, you might not be 100-watt. You may only be 50. But use what you got. Maybe a 30. Use what you got. Jay was talking about the talents. And God don't want you to come in here and get all full of the Holy Ghost and then bury it. sit here and bury it and don't do nothing. He wants you to take, he wants you to, God's an investor. He's an investor. He wants to take somebody that has one talent and multiply it. When I come to this church, I had no plans on being a pastor. But I start doing this. I use my little talent to do not just one little thing, testify. Just testify. That is, you don't think that's anything. That's a big deal. That's one talent. And God gives you that, and you get up and you start expounding on you, what God is showing you, and you bless the body with it. And then what does God do? He'll give you another talent. He says, okay, you can do that. Now do this. And then, yeah, you're faithful in a few things. He'll keep giving you things. And next thing you know, he's taking that talent and you're testifying. And maybe, you know, when I started playing the piano, I started playing the piano because our piano player left. They were here, but they were in and out. They stopped coming to church every service. And it was bugging me. I sit on that front row and I got this beautiful piano. I'm thinking, nobody's here playing it. And I thought, I told the congregation, I said, I can't play the piano. But what I'm going to do, when those piano players aren't here, I'm going to play one note. I'll play whatever I can do. And if it's just one note, I'm sorry. If I hit the wrong one, I'm sorry. But I am not going to let that piano sit empty when there's a body here that can sit there. And that's how I started playing the piano. I didn't know how to play the piano. And then our organ player left. And I was like, well, he saved me from the lion. He saved me from the bear. And what was he doing? It was God taking talent and giving more. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll do that. And I did that. And Brother Childers said, I saw Brother Childers answering all these letters and then foreign field preachers. I said, Brother Childers, I could type these up. I got a computer at home. I had a PC Juniors, the first computer I ever had. Little bitty thing. It's just about the smallest, dirtiest, just little. But I had a computer and I could type and I typed letters. I said, Brother Childers, I'll answer these letters. So what did God do? Give me the letters. And I answered the letters. I said, Brother Childers, read them when you get them. Bring them back to me if you need me to correct anything or add thing. He never brought one letter back. What was God giving more talent? And I'm just telling you where I come from. Amen. I'm just telling you, if you give to God, God will give to you. If you just keep your one little talent, and that's all you're going to do is hang on to that one little talent, you know what you'll be? You'll just be a churchgoer. Yep. And God is not happy with churchgoers. Okay. Okay. He didn't call you to give you one talent. Okay. He's investing in you. You say, I'm doing the same thing I've done for the last 10 years. Then that means you have buried your talent. I don't believe in testifying. I always have to be made to testify. Wait till somebody calls you. Just stay right there. They may call you once a year. They may call you every once in a while. But you know what? God don't want them to call you. God wants you to call them. Say, I need to get up. I want to say something. And God will bless that talent. But that's how it works, people.
Yeah.
That's how preachers are made. That's how song leaders are made. That's how church cleaners are made. That's how grass cutters are made. That's how musicians are made. That's how believers are made.
Right.
Just keep your talent and keep investing it. If you get two, end up where you take one, you invest it, do something. Next thing you know, you got two. You're like, well, what am I going to do with this? Invest both of them. Right. Didn't come back before.
Right.
God does not want you to sit on these benches right. and keep your one little talent.
That's right.
Now, as we're coming out to the close of this year, you can still invest your talent in one more service.
Right.
And you say, well, I've never stepped out. Time. I've never invested. It's time. Get that talent out of your pocket. You say, I'm shy. I'll wait on my husband. I'll wait on my wife. I'll wait on my parents. I'll wait on my brothers. I'll wait on my sisters. I'll wait on the song leader. I'll wait on the preacher. I'll wait till they call my name. Don't wait. You got that talent. It's in your hands to do with it what you need to do. And if you want to take it home and bury it, and you go in next year just like you buried the one this year, you can. And you know what? You won't be any richer next year
than you were this year.
So read Matthew 25 and invest yourself in Christ. And you can't invest in any better. That's the best investment you could ever do. It's got very good return, Don. You got very good return. You give one, he'll give five. If that was in the market, you think, well, who wouldn't invest? Who wouldn't invest in that? If you were in Las Vegas and you're playing one of those machines and you put a quarter in there and you get $500 out of that, what you gonna do? You can keep doing it. If you serve God and get blessed one time, keep doing it. Enjoyed your brothers. Enjoyed the messages. Enjoyed the service. I told Clarice before we got here, I said, this is our last Wednesday night party this year. So go and enjoy it. So we did. And so come on, musicians, we're going to close. Don't forget, on Saturday, dinner is at 6. I don't know who's coming. I invited a couple of people, but if nobody comes to eat, then we'll eat. And if nobody comes to service, then we'll have service. And the service will be online starting at 8. And usually at some point we'll cut it off and do communion and foot washing. And I don't know, they may turn it back on or not. I'm not sure. I think they do. But that's going to happen Saturday night. Sunday morning will be New Year's Day. And we will not be having service that day, morning or night. So come Saturday, plan on staying a while. And then on Sunday morning, we'll have that day off. It's been amazing. 2022, and there's a lot of things happening, and you never know. I know I already, when I talked to Brother Peterson the other day, I told him, I said that I'm planning on us coming to see him in January or so of 2023 once the weather gets settled down. So he wants to fellowship, so we going to fellowship. And remember those who are sick and those who have a need. Remember Brother Parnell. Jeremiah and I got to go see him this evening. He looks much better. He's feeling better. He's back home. Just keep him in your prayers. Remember the services. Start praying about Saturday service. Don't wait till you get here Saturday and say, well, Lord, I'm here. No, just start thinking about it. Meditating, like Elise said, get excited. What's about to happen, you know. Anything could happen in those services. Don't think you know what's going to happen Saturday, because you don't. God could heal. God could resurrect. God could change the bodies. He can do anything he wants. So don't sell yourself short. Be ready for whatever God has. Amen. Well, let's sing something and go home. Let's see here. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. When we come in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before. In the precious name of Jesus, we have the victory. We have it. The devil cannot take away from you what God has done through you in 2022. Can't do it. It's already done. You've already written it, and we've already got the victory. Amen. So come expecting on Saturday, and let's see what God will have in mind giving us on that night. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, yes, in the name.
Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. Oh, when we come in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before in the precious name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.